For a short opening act, I'd like us all, I'm going to be reading from Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. And if you look around, you'll notice that the leaves are turned brown and yellow and they're all falling. I notice that the nights are getting cooler. Harvest is just about wrapped up for those that do that. And next weekend, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving. Now, when I was in school, we were taught that the Pilgrims started Thanksgiving. And the Pilgrims were among the first Europeans to colonize in North America and actually farm. And at the end of their season, they celebrated Thanksgiving. At least that's what I was taught. Now, I wasn't a great listener in those days, so I might have got it all wrong. They might have done that. They might have been the first ones to celebrate it, but they didn't invent it. God did. Turn to Leviticus 23, verses 39 to 43. Leviticus 23, 39 to 43. Also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the 8th day a Sabbath rest. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. The 15th day of the 7th month, the month of Tishri, according to the biblical calendar, coincides with the end of September or beginning of October. The feast was called Sukkot. It was one of the three great occasions when God commanded the children of Israel to assemble in the temple at Jerusalem to present their sacrifices and offerings to the Lord. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 also describes that. There it says this. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 says, three times a year, all... Boy, and she's mad, too. It says there, three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses. At the Feast of Unleavened Bread, that's Passover. At the Feast of Weeks, that's Pentecost. And at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. These three feasts were the ones where, as they went up to the temple, they sang from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, the Songs of Ascent. Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles, was a great and joyous feast. It was Thanksgiving. They were thankful for their harvest, for God's provision for another year in food, and in all the necessities of life. In their celebration, they were to offer gifts and offerings to the Lord in thankful praise for his goodness to them throughout the year. We, in the same tradition and command of God, are expected to do the same out of our abundance that God gives us. Now, in a year like this, we realize that God's abundance isn't always the same. We don't always have huge crops and good prices. We don't always have or keep good jobs and good wages. Our businesses don't always thrive and increase. We can, in fact, encounter lean years and financial struggles or health struggles or spiritual struggles. Tough times, sorrows, and trouble come to us all just like they did in biblical times. The end of Leviticus 23, verse 40 says, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. We too are to rejoice in what the Lord gives us. This brings us to the second part of the Feast of Tabernacles. They were to spend a week living in booths made out of, verse 40 says, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. They were supposed to remember how God took care of them through 40 years of wilderness wandering. For 40 years, they lived in makeshift structures, following God wherever he led them through a dry wasteland. God never forgot about them. He always provided for them. Their clothes and shoes did not wear out because he led them, fed them, and tabernacled with them. In other words, he lived with them for 40 years. They were to be eternally grateful for and thankful for that as well. Deuteronomy 29 verse 5 says, and I have led you for 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. What the Feast of Tabernacles was teaching them was that through all those years of wandering in the wilderness, God did not and will not leave them nor forsake them, nor forget about them. God had a plan for his people, a plan for their own land, the promised land, the land of Israel, and a plan for their salvation, the Redeemer, Jesus, the Messiah. That's where we fit into God's great plan for his special people. Their Redeemer is our Redeemer. Their Messiah is our Messiah. Jesus' blood washes away the sins of the whole world, not just Jews, not just Gentiles, the whole world. All who repent of their sins and turn to him for forgiveness shall be saved. We celebrate God's goodness and grace to us, whether in plenty or in sparseness, whether we suffer or not. God has given us the greatest thing imaginable: salvation of our souls through Jesus' work at the cross at Calvary, forgiveness of our sins, and eternal life to come. Today, in this present time, people are trying to create truth and reconciliation. Jesus has already done that. By the truth of God's word, Jesus came to reconcile us back to himself through his blood shed on the cross. Philippians 5, 8 to 11. Romans 5, 8 to 11. There it says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we will be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." They talk about this a bunch now, but it's done. Jesus did it. We can celebrate Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, Thanksgiving together with all who know and love Jesus. No matter what kind of year God has given us, let us celebrate his goodness and his great love for us and our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. John chapter 3, 14 to 17. There it says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And finally, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.